What's up? Welcome to Ringside Geeks, your home to break down and discuss every episode of The Masked Singer. Now, this week, they took off some kind of creature's mask, and it was not Patti LaBelle. It was LaToya Jackson. I think that's actually right.
My goodness gracious.
I think that's
that
actually,
was an easy guess.
I think that was actually right. I think I'm not even wrong.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
Suspicious.
That one and the bumblebee. The bumblebee is easy too. Oh.
Are you for real? It was really LaToya. I mean, you're not making this up.
It was LaToya.
Yeah, wow. It was LaToya. The snake was a dead giveaway.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I remember Playboy.
Yeah.
Somebody's theorizing that the monster is Chris Jericho.
That monster is totally T-Pain.
I can't say I've watched a minute, I wouldn't know.
I accidentally turned it on yesterday for like one performance. I can't remember which one. Some girl.
My son clowned me like last week. I went in there thinking that The Gifted was about to come on, and all of a sudden here it is, Masked Singer. I'm like, man, this ain't what I wanted to watch. He goes, oh, I know. I'm about to leave. You're about to groove to this, ain't you? No, sorry.
All right, we wasted way too much time. Shut up. This is actually about wrestling. We're not going to talk about Masked Singer. Go to Twitter for that. So we're going to talk all things professional wrestling. We got quite a few things to talk about, including an Elimination Chamber preview, because that's already this weekend, I want to say. Yeah, that's coming up here pretty quick. And other things to discuss that take more than 4 minutes. Joining me to do that is Tom.
I am not one of the Masked Singers. Just to let you know that.
Okay. Also, John.
I am one of the Masked Singers. Hello.
There it is.
I will not reveal which one, but I am one of them. Yes.
And Ed Monroe.
Hi guys. Yeah, that show is crazy.
Yes. And my name is Dave. I'm one of the weird people over exaggerating my reactions in the crowd that they go to. That are completely ridiculous. These people in the crowd. Just super over exaggerated reactions. Wrestling stuff happened this week. I'm a little out of it right now. Very tired. So I'm gonna rely heavily on the other three people because That's how it works when you have four hosts.
Okay. No pressure.
Nope. Not at all.
We got this.
They announced StarCast 2 is going to happen alongside Double or Nothing Weekend. This is the big like wrestling convention deal that they do with podcasts and podcasts that aren't called Ringside Geeks get to go and hang out and interview legends and indie wrestlers and pretty much everybody that's on the card as well.
Next time it'll be Ringside Geeks for sure.
That's right. See ya, Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad.
As MJF makes fun of your weight on Twitter. What a heel.
What a heel.
No, but the big announcement is that The Undertaker is scheduled to appear at StarCast. He had recently had all his WWE kind of branding removed from his social media, and speculation was because he's going to do more appearances. Shawn Michaels did the same thing before he started working at the PC, and he was doing more appearances, and Mick Foley, same deal. So nothing shocking there. Undertaker just getting some of that convention money. I don't think anybody expects him to start wrestling for AEW, but it's a convention deal. He's gonna go and do these panels and things like that and make some money now that his potential wrestling days are behind him. So there you go.
Yeah, Mark Calloway. How about it?
Well, StarCast is not an actual AEW event. It's just affiliated with everything, and it happens to be there that weekend.
I mean, if you go like on their Twitter page, you will see a very large AEW logo in the banner. So, I mean, they can say all they want that it's not like connected. Right. Like, I mean, obviously, it's not an AEW event.
Right.
But they are heavily involved with it. I think
Like Conrad Thompson saying he's not involved with AEW in an official capacity. Okay, buddy.
Yeah, right. You're on all of you're hosting all of their rallies. Okay, dude.
As soon as you turn on the doggone stream, he's the first person you see up on the stage.
Right. I think he has to say that so that he can still do his WWE Network show with Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. So.
But I don't know if you guys saw, but like the way I look at it, if the rumors as to what Undertaker is making per appearance are true, I don't know why you would turn that down. I don't care who's offering the money, but it's like $25,000 an hour. Okay, I don't care who I got to work for that kind of money.
Right, right.
Shit.
Yeah, for sure. If these football and soccer owners are going to throw that money around, okay.
Yeah, and also I saw another poster that said, what was it, $150 for every picture and $150 for every autograph at one of his signings. So wherever the Undertaker goes, he's raking in the dough.
Yeah. And I believe Ric Flair is going to be there as well.
There you go.
I saw today Jonathan Coachman is going to be there too. I thought that was an article I saw.
Oh, okay, good.
Which I'm sure he's making $150 per autograph, too.
I'm glad you threw that along. I'm glad you announced that name alongside Ric Flair and The Undertaker. You know, everyone's Mount Rushmore of wrestling includes Coach.
He's on mine.
I'd like to give a shout-out to one of my personal favorites, L.A. Park, who announced that he's going to be at StarCast. I hope that there's some sort of affiliation with AEW and La Parca or LA Park. That'd be amazing. I'd love to see him there.
And Coach.
Don't forget Coach.
Maybe not as much Coach, no.
Yeah, if you're on the fence before Tom announcing that Coach is going to be there.
I'm booking my ticket now.
Yeah.
I met Coach. He's a nice guy. I mean,
I knew that was why you were bringing it up, so you could say that you met Coach. I knew it.
That clout, chasing that clout.
Is that what it is?
I'm name dropping guys like Coach. How about that?
Good job, buddy.
You know, most people go on podcasts just to name drop people they know. Oh, yeah, I'm big time. I got Coach.
I had a cheeseburger with the Shocker.
Awesome. Did the helmet fall off?
Well, he can't eat a cheeseburger with a helmet on.
This is true.
The Shockmaster?
Shockmaster, yeah. What did I say?
I'm like, the Shocker. Horace Pinker? The horror movie from back in the day?
He got glitter all over his burger.
That's a tremendous reference, Monroe.
So Jimmy Uso apparently was arrested for a drunken dispute with police officers in Detroit. Yeesh. But rumors say he's still going to win that tag title this weekend. So... But that's all we're going
to
say.
He's about to go to the Detroit Penitentiary.
Too far. Too soon. Well,
they said the report I read, he got out of the car, pulled his jacket, pulled his shirt off, and squared up. I'm like, come on, dude. When keeping it real goes wrong.
Well, he's drunk, so.
He's living the gimmick, man. The penitentiary.
There you go.
Right.
He stays there.
I guess WWE is keeping Kushida's signing very, very secret because he was not included in the latest class picture of PC.
So secret that everyone knows about it, huh?
Right. The official announcement is being kept secret, apparently.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah. But yeah, he's down there and he's supposed to show up ringside at the next TakeOver event.
Oh, he's going to be in NXT first, huh? Okay.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Okay.
What else do we got here? There are more unhappy people backstage that are going to get what they want as far as pushes go. I don't think I have any names yet, but everyone backstage is feeling very confident back there. And why wouldn't they? Because you just threaten to leave and you'll get a tag team title.
Sure seems like it at this point.
Congratulations. The Revival are your new Raw Tag Team Champions.
I hate that it had to happen like this where people are saying that that's the only reason. To me, they're the best tag team in the world, and you know I'm a mark for them, but it should have been a long time. It's a long time overdue, and the fact that it had to happen now when this just became public that they weren't happy, to me, that's just bad management. It sucks.
Well, it's bad on both parts. you kind of look in order to be made happy, you had to get your way type of thing. And you, I don't want to say they held WWE hostage, because it's not exactly true, but I mean, I don't know. I don't care. It's just, it's fun to make jokes about, I guess. But other names are like Sanity, and Ty Dillinger said he wanted to go back to NXT but wasn't allowed to.
Really?
It's
not like you did a whole lot of NXT.
True. You were over down there, but you didn't do much.
Yeah. Where are you going back to? Is it that bad? I guess.
Those paychecks must hurt.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, there. That is that. Becky Lynch was officially suspended for 60 days, which means she will not be in the WrestleMania main event, and Charlotte has been replaced, to which Becky took to Twitter to say it's utter bullshit. Probably the best...
Does she mean it's literally bullshit? As in it's a storyline? It's a work?
Yeah. But...
like.
To which I thought was the most fun tweet of the week coming out of WWE. Because they're not supposed to swear.
Ooh, she said a bad word.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I thought I read something about Seth Rollins called her out about her language on Twitter. Really? Come on, Seth. Calm down.
He did, and it did come off as kind of like, I wish I had done that. But, yeah. And as if none of us knew, WWE reportedly has no major plans for 205 Live.
Wasn't that one of the best matches we saw at Rumble? Was the 205 match or the cruiserweight match?
Yep, it was, at least in my opinion.
Uh huh.
Same.
Yeah.
And I heard that the Buddy Murphy Tozawa match got moved to the pre-show for Elimination Chamber, so that kind of is your evidence of the previously speculated on.
It got moved to the pre-show?
Yeah, like every other cruiserweight title match in history.
So they actually start out on the main card? I thought they were automatically on the pre-show.
I figured they were just booked for the pre-show and that was it.
I think it was actually booked for the card, and then just like today they moved it. But to no one's surprise.
Right. Yeah. It's a shame.
Okay, I believe that's all I've got. Let's just double check. Yeah. Oh, Fighting With My Family comes out. Limited theaters in New York and LA today. And then it's released wide on the 22nd. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Mm-hmm. That should be cool.
Oh, and we should. Kofi has replaced that other guy, Mustafa Ali.
Ow.
And he kind of owned that gauntlet match. He had his own Seth Rollins moment, I guess you could say. And looking strong going into the Elimination Chamber match that he has no chance of winning, just based on booking, not because I don't like him, just booking. But it was cool. Good to see him have a very fun moment. Well deserved.
Well, it brought back memories of me and where I really liked Kofi when it wasn't part of the comedy shtick of the New Day, where the guy could really go. And I thought, what do you have, over an hour in this gauntlet match? Mm-hmm. And he brought it. Yeah, I mean, I was very impressed.
It needs to go somewhere.
Right. It can't just
be Yeah.
Didn't he pin the champion?
He did.
Yep.
So, I mean, that should kind of... I mean, I don't want to say it's going to earn him a title match, but it kind of should earn him at least some. I mean, I don't know. I feel like.
Yeah, technically the Elimination Chamber match is his title match, I guess. But
Okay, I see.
You know, but that's like a cheap way out type of thing, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Kofi's been around for a long time now. I think people forget that. And for me, this is like way past due. I thought Kofi Kingston was the man in like 2000 when he first came around and he was doing all this. So I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to see him get it now, but then I look at the rest of the New Day and I'm like, man, you got Big E sitting there, and I don't want him to turn into Kofi Kingston now, where we're, you know, almost at the tail end of his career, and he finally starts getting pushed. Like, let's get on these guys when they're young and capitalize on their potential. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate that Kofi's got to be in the ring saying, oh, it's been 8 years now or whatever. And it's like, nah, man, don't make Big E suffer through that. Like, you know?
He made his television debut for the company in 07 on ECW. Wow. And he's been with the company since 06 in developmental.
So, and he's always been a good worker. So I don't know. I just hope that doesn't happen to a guy like Big E, who I've always felt the same way about, you know, through NXT, throughout all that.
Yeah. I have not, but that's okay.
Yeah, I've seen flashes for Big E, but they dropped the ball on Kofi when he had that feud with Randy Orton. I thought that was some of his best moments.
Oh, absolutely.
They should have moved that towards his main event push. But I guess now, hey, I'm with Monroe. I'd like to see what they're going to do with it. Don't just have him be a highlight for one SmackDown, and then that's it.
No, he'll be a highlight in the Elimination Chamber and then be relegated back to
pancakes.
Same old. Once Mustafa Ali comes back. But yeah, it would be a cool moment for them to actually do something different. And, you know, something well overdue.
Yeah. Well overdue.
And Evan Bourne is applauding from wherever he is.
Evan Bourne.
Air Boom.
There you go. I tried to think of it just now. I can think of it.
All right. That's all I've got, I believe, for this week. For news wise, we'll cover the Elimination Chamber at the end of the show. So I'll pass things over to everyone else. Tom, you got anything about Impact you want to talk about?
Oh man, I'm falling so far behind. No, the new change in the channel, I'm having trouble getting it. So
fair enough.
Which apparently has not done good for them. Their ratings were the worst ever. And when I say ever, going to this new channel, I don't think people can get it, and that's just causing all kinds of havoc.
It's still on Twitch, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it is on Twitch. I forgot about that, but of course that Twitch doesn't affect your ratings, I don't think, because that's just an online platform.
No, I'm just trying to help you.
Thank you. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we've been actually watching it on Twitch, and Penta and Phoenix just won the Impact Tag Team Championships from LAX in a very good match this last week. Mm-hmm. And they are currently headed towards this uncaged event, which is going to be Friday evening. And that's got a fatal four-way for the Impact Championship and a street fight between Taya Valkyrie and Tessa Blanchard for the Knockouts title.
That should be good.
Yeah, and they're doing these events from Mexico, so they've got some AAA talent. And AAA is the promotion that just started working with AEW. So if you wanted some early exposure to those guys before you see them in AEW, this would be a great place to check them out if you got nothing else to do on Friday.
Sweet.
Talk about New Japan. You want to?
Why not?
We have a new IWGP heavyweight champion. Jay White defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi, and I'm not particularly happy about it. Monroe, would you like to go? Would you like to start the discourse about all this?
Not really.
No?
Okay.
Because Monroe, if you guys remember, like, when he first came back and everything, like, this was her guy, so.
And?
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious what you think. He's your champ now. I'm curious where you stand.
So Jay White has been in this story where he's been doing all this stuff, and it's been really cool, long-term building, blah, blah, blah. I don't like the fact that he's champion now. I felt like it just wasn't time yet. That's the only thing. Sure, he's championship caliber. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I just think they did that too early. They pulled the trigger a little too early for me, and I'm not a fan of it. So.
Yeah, for me, it has a lot to do with the whole Bullet Club thing. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but the Bullet Club, the brand, the Bullet Club, all of that stuff, to me, has just kind of gotten old now. You've gone through three different leaders, and it's been around now for, what, 5-6 years? So, for me, New Japan, the best thing they could have done when Kenny left was just kind of get rid of it. The way that the whole split happened last year and all that, it was so unorganized. I felt like it was time to kind of move on from the Bullet Club. And then I think I remember last year, I was always in favor of Jay White kind of being his own character. And then he got caught up in all the Bullet Club nonsense, yeah, which soured me a little bit on Jay White. And now that he's like full-blown leader of the Bullet Club, it doesn't do it for me. And it feels like they're just subbing one Bullet Club leader in for the other, one foreigner heel in for the other. And they're trying to salvage the revenue machine that is the Bullet Club. And I don't know. I don't really buy into it personally. I get what they're doing, and I'm sure that, you know, it's going to work to an extent, but I feel like there's a lot of people out there, too, who are just kind of ready to move on from the Bullet Club. New Japan should be doing something new and seeing if they can get something else to work at this point. I felt like, too, you switched the title to Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom, which was literally just a month ago, and now you're already switching the title to Jay White. It feels really abrupt and really forced, and now Jay White's got a headline Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's ready for that, because... like, he's actually a great wrestler, technically, I would say. But I don't know. I feel like the character, I don't know if it resonates with people. How about you guys? Tom, Dave, how do you feel about Jay White?
Too soon.
Too soon?
Yeah. again, I was very happy when he denied the Bullet Club, and I thought it would be great to see him on his own. And I like him a lot. I was a fan of his quite a bit, actually.
I think we all were last year.
Yeah.
And then the Ultra push happened, and he joined Bullet Club, and now he's the champion. I actually wasn't even surprised when I saw it the next morning. I just kind of laughed. I mean, I don't know. It's just too soon, way too soon, and... the title changes now. You go from a guy who didn't lose the title for, like, what, a year and 2 years almost? To it's kind of flipping now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it has a lot to do with the fact that Kenny left, and I think he was supposed to hang on to the title for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, like, if you're going to put the title on Tanahashi, stick with that story at least for a little bit, and then move it if you got to, but, like, just the abruptness of your major show happening and doing the big title change on the big stage and then saying, okay, we're going to start the year off with another major title change. It's just a little too much of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's overkill. But we'll see where it goes. I mean, I think Madison Square Garden is going to be a make or break moment for Jay White because he's got to represent New Japan. He's going to be in the main event. He's got to have the match of his life again, and I don't know. I mean, when he wrestled Okada at Wrestle Kingdom, we thought that was probably the match of the night, right?
Oh, for sure.
Really, really, really good.
A very good match.
But I don't know how much of that was because of Okada and how much of that was because of Jay White. So
that's a good point.
We'll see what happens there. Kota Ibushi signed, I guess, like a 2 or 3 year deal with New Japan, which is strange. Because he doesn't ever sign contracts.
Yeah, he doesn't like commitment. Yeah.
So, and then I think that kind of, maybe not typical rules man out for AEW, but I don't think he's going to be, I don't think he's going to be a double or nothing. So.
I don't think so either.
Unfortunately, that rules him out, but he'll be there. He'll be in the New Japan Cup. That's what we got to look forward to in New Japan. The New Japan Cup coming up and also the anniversary show. They released some cards. With Ring of Honor too, and the Ring of Honor cards are just so weak. No Bandito, no Rush, no Haskins, no PCO. So I don't know what was the point in signing those guys if you're not going to bring them over and use them.
Is it all but Jeff?
They're starting out in their developmental brand before they get called up.
Is it all Jeff Cobb and Marty Scurll?
Yeah, and it's just like, man, I know that the fans are familiar with them, and they got Jonathan Gresham too. I like Gresham.
He's good.
But you sign all these fresh talents people are eager to see, and you've got a lot of matchups that would be fresh and cool, and you pass on it here. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's the New Japan story. I think we have to talk about Dragon Gate.
Oh, man.
Because Pac and KZ, we mentioned it last week, the Open the Dream Gate Championship match from the farewell show at Hakata Star Lanes. Guys, I kid you not, I'll send you a link to this match. We're talking five-star territory, at least in my opinion, just based on the in-ring work alone from these guys. Monroe, do you echo that at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think Pac, in this match in particular, encompasses everything that being a heel in pro wrestling today means to me. He's like the opposite of Jay White in that he doesn't rely on your normal heel stuff. He'll just do so many subtle little things throughout the match. And you can still tell he's a heel, but he's still also one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. What'd you think of the match?
Man, what a great story they told. And we can sit here and talk about how Pac is such a great heel, but at the same time, you have to talk about how great of an underdog babyface KZ was in that match. Even if you didn't know who he was and never seen him wrestle before, if you watch that match, you will find yourself cheering for him. He's that good at being a babyface. That match was insane. It really is everything about pro wrestling that we love. It was a great story. It was great wrestling. It was paced beautifully. They had enough time. It wasn't overkill. It was perfect. It was literally almost perfect. So, I mean, that's without a doubt my match of the year so far, and it's going to be hard to top that one.
It really is. No, it's really going to be hard to top it. Afterwards, Shun Skywalker, who's another one of our favorites, dude's only 22 years old, and he's one of the top wrestlers in Dragon Gate. He'll be facing Pac next month, the first weekend in March, for the Open the Dream Gate Championship, so you should keep your eyes out for that one. To me, right now, Dragon Gate is far and away the top Japanese wrestling promotion to watch, just in my opinion. I think everybody would be better served to check that promotion out. So.
If not even the promotion, just check the match.
Yeah, check that match out and get a taste of what Dragon Gate's all about, because it's,
it's worth your time.
It really is. It's not an absurdly long match either. No. We're talking maybe 20 minutes, and just the story that they were able to tell in those 20 minutes was absolutely epic.
It wasn't move after move after move. It was a heel being a heel without being a chicken shit heel, without using weapons and having people interfere. No, but he was a heel, clear as day. And you had the babyface being a babyface fighting from the bottom. It was
just
great.
Good wrestling.
It was very good wrestling for sure. So that is definitely one to check out.
So how about some Stardom?
Oh, Stardom. So I talked about last time how they had this backstage segment where Kagetsu was paying somebody. Who knows what she's up to? Speaking of heel. She was paying someone to help her out or do something. And I think that person is also a part of Oedo Taina, which is her faction. So the show after that, this person that they're calling Mr. X, is a Resident Evil reference. Yeah, Mr. X, actually came out and attacked some of the opponents in a Kagetsu match, wearing a ghost mask? Ghost face? Scream? The Scream mask.
The Scream mask, yes.
It's Ian Richter, I'm telling you guys.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's it, yep.
we're not sure who this person is, but there is a big card for Stardom coming up on the 17th of February. I think this is weekend sometime.
Sunday.
There is a tag match with Kagetsu, and Mr. X will be in this match, and that person will reveal themselves before the match. So, really excited to see who this person is. I don't remember Stardom ever doing anything like this before. It's something new, and I'm pretty excited for it. It could be anyone. I really think that really tall person they brought out was just like a swerve kind of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be whoever that was. Because they brought out somebody that was like hella tall. And like not many people in Stardom are tall. Let's be honest.
That's true, yeah.
So, I mean, I think that was just, you know, to throw you off the scent. I really do think it's going to be one of the really young girls they have there wrestling. And if so, I'm all for it because I love the fact that Stardom take chances on their younger talent. That's what they've done for years, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's very much like what Dragon Gate's doing right now with their younger talent. And it just makes the product a whole lot more refreshing when you see new faces in there. And mixing it up, too, with
the fresh matchups and
established talent, too.
Absolutely. So definitely looking forward to that this weekend. Also on that card is the high-speed title, which is like their cruiserweight title, who is held by Hazuki, someone we talk about all the time.
She got challenged by another really young girl who actually just moved up, AZM, someone we also talk about a lot. I think she's going to be one of the best in the company easily. They will wrestle each other on that same card. So really looking forward to that match. Now, it should be great.
Is it those two who have history? Or is it AZM and Starlight Kid who have the history?
Oh, it's AZM and Starlight Kid. Okay. They hate each other.
Okay. Well, I think that Hazuki's going to be a good foil for Azumi, too. So.
Absolutely.
That'll be a great match.
That should be awesome. So, yeah, Stardom got some crazy things going on, but it's so entertaining to watch. And, man, I couldn't recommend that company more. It's so much fun.
So there you go. Japanese wrestling. Stardom and Dragon Gate.
Yeah. When you don't know the people, like you don't know their names and match them with faces, it sounds like you're just saying like the sounds Street Fighter characters make when they do moves. When you say their names, like I don't know. I don't know what's happening right now. was that a name or a move? What did they just say?
Like Hadouken.
Yeah. Right. Azuki.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. I didn't mean that to be racist. I hope that wasn't racist or anything like that. It's just
I don't think it
confusing
was.
For newbies.
You're fine, yeah. Dave. What MLW? Did we even watch? What happened on MLW?
They announced one of their Chicago matches, that cage match.
They announced a bunch of Chicago matches that sound pretty decent. So, I mean, I wish I was there because I would totally go to that show. Dave, you should check it out. It looks like it's going to be pretty fun.
It's still in my calendar from when we went to the last one.
Low-key taking on Tom Lawler in a steel cage match. Hopefully that one will be longer than 4 minutes.
Yeah, hopefully.
What was the other one? L.A. Park versus Mance Warner in a death match, which should be... I mean, that's right up my alley.
Yeah, that's all for you.
Yeah. And then Taurus and Laredo Kid, two of my personal favorites from AAA, will be there to take on Penta and Phoenix. So, and that match, that just because they know each other so well.
Insane.
That'll be really, really good. So, and tickets to these shows, MLW, the one thing I'll give them credit for is they keep their ticket prices really cheap and affordable for everybody. So, it's more than worth more bang for your buck.
Maybe I'll hit up Selena on Twitter and see if she can get me some tickets.
There you go. Do the interview live in person.
Yeah.
Got it. There you go. Get the press passes, Dave.
Yeah. It seems like we could have just walked in that day.
Seriously.
Security was pretty light.
Made our own little laminated tags. Hey, we're press.
What's up? We're ring crew.
Walk backstage.
Right.
Is there anything else we need to talk about? Am I forgetting anything? I think we should probably mention that All In sold out in like 4 minutes or some.
That's what I was waiting for.
I
teased it at the beginning of the show. Yeah, Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing. Yes, that's it. Yes.
And Jericho is happily taking all the credit for it.
Yeah, I am happy to see Jericho cutting promos again because he is still one of the better talkers in the business. So
even had the Rock talking about it.
Yeah, which was odd. I don't know. I'm sure that speculation is going to start. I love to like troll people on Twitter with all that stuff. Like, oh, Rock to AEW, Undertaker to AEW.
Confirmed.
Yeah. No, but it's fun to speculate. I think it's exciting for those guys. I mean, I don't know how much of the tickets are on the secondary market now. I'm sure there's plenty of them, but... I mean, tickets sold are tickets sold, and they managed to do it again, so good on them.
Sure. Yeah.
They got Aja Kong, too.
They got Aja Kong now, which is great. So, yep.
She's a legend.
Yeah. Anything else?
She's great.
We can go through confirmed matches for Double or Nothing real fast.
Go for it, Dave.
So Hangman Page and Pac is confirmed. SoCal Uncensored, which is Kazarian, Scorpio Sky, Daniels. We'll take on Seema and two other guys from OWE that they haven't announced yet. Omega versus Jericho is happening. And then Dr. Britt Baker versus Nyla Rose versus Kylie Rae is official.
Okay. Cool. So, yeah, I mean, decent card. Nothing really jumps out at me. I think the one that jumps out at me most would be the Penta and Phoenix versus the Young Bucks because I think that match would be really, really, really good. And Paige and Pac should be good too, but I do want to say I've seen a lot of like really like homophobic and transphobic comments from people on Twitter and Instagram and stuff, and Brandi Rhodes spoke out about this and stuff, but I just want to say something because I think it's absolutely ridiculous that these people have to, and I have friends and family members who have to see this stuff too, and it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I think people should, like, keep that stuff themselves. It's not like these people are forcing their views or their lifestyles on anyone, and I just find that stuff so ignorant and disrespectful, you know? That's why wrestling fans get such a bad reputation right there.
It's amazing that of all the things that these guys starting up this wrestling company, all the issues that they could have run into, money issues, TV deal issues, getting talent issues, the one thing they had to release statement on is fans being dumb on social media. Like, really? Come on, people.
Yeah.
You can all do better.
Yeah, it's something, and this isn't me deflecting it. I always avoid comments and subtweets and all that kind of crap. I try to. Sometimes you just can't. But yeah, that kind of stuff, I think we knew. Unfortunately, we knew that was coming.
Sure.
You know, it's pulled actresses and actors off of Twitter because of that kind of crap when they cast a black woman to play Starfire on Titans. She was, like, just ostracized.
They did her so bad. It was terrible.
For no reason. And I mean, and then when people complain about the whitewashing characters that would be Asian, there's no outlet, you know, where the Asian community is probably upset, but they're not out there threatening to kill people because you cast Scarlett Johansson in an Asian character's role. I mean, Let's stop. This is entertainment.
Yeah,
and then you're crossing the line into their personal lives and making threats, and it's just disgusting.
It is. Yeah, and it's funny too because it's usually nameless, faceless accounts, and that's the part that pisses me off the most. You know, it's anybody. It could be just anybody creating an account and coming online and just saying stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Don't feed the trolls.
Don't feed the trolls is right.
There you go.
All
right, so we went over the Double or Nothing card. We got the news out of the way. All right, let's go through this Elimination Chamber card.
card.
I was going to say match, and then I was into card, and honestly, who cares?
McCard is so much better.
Yeah. Let's call it McCards from here on
from
out.
From now on.
The MacGyver of wrestling cards.
Or MacGruber.
MacGruber's better.
Hard.
Yeah. What else? Oh, they did announce too that Jericho's second Rock and Wrestling Rager will include an AEW tournament.
Cool.
So that is confirmed, and I'm legitimately trying to get us to go.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not totally against it either. So let's talk about it.
A nice vacation at sea. I've never done a cruise before. I have a feeling I'll get.
I've never done a cruise either.
You don't know what you're missing.
Do a wrestling themed cruise sounds right up my alley.
So. I have a feeling I'll get seasick or something. So it would be, yeah.
You won't even know. Really, you don't even know you're on it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's a big floating resort. That's all it is.
Okay. So Elimination Chamber. Sorry, I got distracted for a second. We talked about the pre-show match, Buddy Murphy and Akira Tozawa. Should be another great Cruiserweight Championship match. Also, if you need a match from WWE side of things to go back and watch, go check out Ricochet and Adam Cole. That was fantastic on NXT. A very good match. And then, of course, the SmackDown performance by Kofi is probably on YouTube. You can check it out there. All right, so main card matches, which I'm sure there'll be another one on the pre-show announced. Usually they have two, I think. Three if it's a 17-hour event. I think we're building up to WrestleMania, which is an all-weekend event. Good Lord. I'm not ready for the all-day commitment that is WrestleMania.
It's another job.
Another job, yeah.
Really is. That's the first show I'm going to introduce the nephew to. He's going to spend the night Saturday night. We're going to wait to watch NXT together on Saturday night since it's on Friday. And then he's going to spend the night. We're going to watch WrestleMania together. So see what he says about the WWE product compared to NXT, since he's a NXT fan.
He's never watched WWE before.
Nope.
Huh.
And he's in for a...
He'll get to see some names he's seen before, like Andrade. I hope at WrestleMania we see Andrade, is what I should say.
Right?
But anyway, all right, so we got the main card. We got, for some reason, Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin, and it's a no DQ match. Does anybody care? I mean, really?
Haven't we seen this before?
Right. Just Baron
Corbin. Why are they wrestling each other?
Just filler, I think. I don't even know.
Baron needs to get these hands.
I hope it's a reason to take Baron off TV for a while and repackage him, because after the whole GM thing, his character is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Another repackage for him?
Yeah.
I think he needs it. I think otherwise just cut him, because he's screwed.
Wow.
I think. I don't know. A handicap match for the Intercontinental Championship. I did not know it was a handicap match now, but it's Lashley and Leo Rush versus Finn Balor. Any predictions here? Is Finn walking away with the title? Is this another case of push the guys that are over?
I want to say give him the belt, but I can't see it happening. Every time we say it with Finn, it never happens.
I'm going to say they made the handicap stipulation to protect Lashley.
Yep.
It's a good call.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about you, Dave?
They're going to finally pull the trigger here on Finn. I kind of hope not, and that he can get some kind of bigger match for WrestleMania. Because if they give him the title now, he's going to have it till WrestleMania, I think. So, and it feels like the Intercontinental title now these days on WrestleMania cards is an afterthought, even though they opened the show last year in a triple threat, again, with Finn, Seth, and The Miz. And I think that match kind of stole the show as far as wrestling goes. So I don't know. I think they probably trust him to run with that and do it again. But at the same time, I feel like Finn has earned a better spot on Mania, on the Mania card. But we'll have to wait and see, I guess. I still do love the fact that he's trolling Twitter on a daily basis.
Can I ask you guys a quick question? If Finn were to get the IC title, who do you want to see him feud with into WrestleMania? If you can pick anyone.
It's a good question. If I could pick absolutely anybody, I would say I'd love to see him feud with it's an easy answer, an obvious answer, AJ Styles. But one of them, obviously, I think would have to be heel for that to work as a long-standing feud instead of just a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say I would love them to pull the trigger on making him heel and have him do a real legit feud with Rollins. But if we're doing it for the IC title, that's obviously not possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing my options here.
Okay, I got one.
I actually do have one, not for that. Well, yeah, it actually would be for the IC title, but go ahead. You go first, John.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I think I heard that Kevin Owens is returning, and I think that would be a great place for him to come back, would be a feud with Finn, because they know each other, and I bet the matches would be pretty damn good. So, there's that.
Yeah, they're saying he's coming back as a face.
Yeah, and did you hear the gimmick that they're supposed to be giving him? It's kind of weird.
Something about, like, an anti-Mr. Perfect?
He's just going to be, like, a normal dude. That's, like, going to be his gimmick.
I don't get that.
Like, he's just, like, a normal guy. You know, he's got flaws, man.
What? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some vignette about bowling. I didn't watch it yet, but...
Like, he's a bowler. He's just, like, a guy, you know? Like, he's a normal guy.
An average guy.
Asshole Kevin Owens is going to be like that?
Yeah. He's just a regular dude.
Kill Steen Keel? Is going to be a bowler?
Yeah.
Cool. Range right there.
I can hear the excitement in your voice.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, though. Kevin Owens is creative, so I'll see if he makes it work. We'll see.
He'll make it work.
We'll see if he makes it work. He's a smart guy.
I would choose, and it's because of maybe the current wave of things that might be happening in WWE, I'd like to see Finn versus Becky. For the IC title. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a dreamer.
Bless your heart. Wow.
Did you have somebody in mind, or were you just asking?
Oh, I was just asking. Okay. The only person I could think of was Andrade, but he's on SmackDown.
That's a great choice. Well, yeah, you said anybody, so that is anybody.
Andrade versus everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
Talk about ratings. Something that I'll be able to take a nice long break for, the Raw Women's Championship match, Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott. Don't get me wrong, I like Ruby Riott a lot. But I don't. This match has no heat, really. It was built kind of abruptly, I think.
Ruby's trying to give it some heat on Twitter, but it ain't picking up.
No.
Yeah, because Ronda sucks at Twitter, at her Twitter game. She just gets
Ruby's playing the overlooked role, and it's just nobody's picking it up. No one believes she's winning this title.
No, not even with the Riott Squad there to help. There's just no way.
I guess she's the only one left that what's the girl name? Ronda Rousey hasn't run through yet and injured.
Yeah, and so, with all the women being used in a tag match.
That too.
Yeah. I don't know why, but The Miz and Shane McMahon as your tag team champions against the Usos. I think it didn't happen before, but the breakup has to happen, I think, at this show. To start building towards The Miz and Shane at WrestleMania.
I have it at Fastlane.
But that's like less than 4 weeks to build that feud. I don't know.
But we'll see. I think the way they're throwing things together, here's my guess, is you will see the belts go on Shinsuke and Rusev. You have to throw two guys together to make it work. Can't have real tag teams win belts anymore. So Rusev and Shinsuke, and that's going to be your separation.
Well...
I got nothing. There was Total Divas news. Lana is out. The Bellas apparently are out of
Total Divas.
Total Divas, and Sonya Deville is joining the show.
Why not just get rid of it?
Agreed. I guess
isn't Paige no longer on it either?
I don't think she has been since she was made GM.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that show is like big ratings apparently for E, so I don't think it's going anywhere, unfortunately.
And why don't they just, I see the commercials, I've never watched an episode, why don't they just change Total Bellas to Total Nikki? Because it's always about Nikki's drama on these commercials.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wrong person to ask, man. I don't know.
But I'm a but on the around.
She's gonna have one of those VH1 Finding Love shows, so.
And you get the occasional cameo of Big Johnny.
Daniel Bryan's probably on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, judging by the commercials.
Well, it's about the Bellas, and he's married to one, so I imagine he's probably on there quite a bit, unfortunately. Poor guy. All right, so take. Title match, yeah, only one of them is being fought. Sorry, Revival. Maybe you'll get a pre-show match.
Maybe.
Men's Elimination Chamber match is for the WWE Championship, and that is your champion, Daniel Bryan, taking on AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, and Kofi Kingston. Any predictions here? Anybody?
What? You said the men's?
Yeah, the men's.
I'm going to say, isn't Daniel Bryan in it?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to retain.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, I don't see a way that they pulled a new hemp belt off of him by giving it a new goofy-looking belt and a new goofy-looking henchman that you go ahead and take the belt off of him this quick.
Right. Watch they do it, though.
No, no title change.
No, yeah, I'm saying no title change. I'm just hoping for a decent match.
Well, with the talent in there, it should be decent.
Oh, yeah. It should
be. I am a little sad that Mustafa's not in it, because I was really liking what they were doing with him.
Yeah, that sucks. Poor guy.
Yeah.
So does that make Randy Orton the new facebreaker?
Facebreaker.
No, no.
Is he gonna
is
go?
Is that who did it?
Sorry, that's Nia. That's Nia's gimmick. My bad. Yeah, it happened. It happened in a match with Randy last week. I mean, you could see during the match, it just kept swelling up more and more and more.
Nice. That sucks.
Yeah, I'm done with Randy Orton. I hope he retires. Like 2 years ago. And yeah, last thing to talk about would be the women's tag team championship elimination chamber match. For those inaugural women's tag titles, which I guess is non-brand specific, so not 100% sure how it's going to work yet. But anyway, you got Nia Jax and Tamina versus Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville versus the Iconics versus Bayley and Sasha versus Naomi and Carmella. Predictions as your first ever new era women's tag team championship. They used to have one way back when.
I'm gonna go Nia Jackson Tamina.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna agree just because they want me to hate it so much.
Sean?
Oh, it's gonna be the Boston Hug Connection.
Wow.
Because it was always going to be them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Bayley and Sasha. I believe. I think. I don't want them to, just simply because I don't want them stuck in this division. I feel like these titles are made for a group like the Iconics right now. So why not give it to a group like the Iconics or Riot Squad? But I think it was also made to kind of keep some people happy with a title that maybe not in a title picture otherwise. So I feel like that's what they're going to do with Bayley and Sasha. Here, hold on to this for a while, and then we'll get you back in a title picture eventually.
There you go.
Yeah, sure. Maybe this is how they will break up against each other and finally have a feud.
There you go.
Right, right.
It only took, 4 years.
Yeah.
But whatevs.
So, yeah, I'm basically just hoping for a decent show. I'm not expecting one. Nothing on this card jumps out at me at all. It also seems weird to me that they still have a dangerous match like in the Elimination Chamber this close to WrestleMania. It feels like something they could put like later in the year so that they don't have to worry about injuries ruining their precious WrestleMania cards. But yeah.
Where is Asuka?
She's still on SmackDown with her title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who she's feuding with, if anybody. I haven't watched a full episode of SmackDown in a while.
I don't even think she's been on SmackDown since Royal Rumble.
I don't think she has.
Could very well be.
That sucks.
Which is weird because I don't think she's injured, and also all these other people are injured and they're still stuck working through their injuries, like Seth and
Sasha.
Sasha, yeah. Sasha was cleared though. She's been cleared now. Seth's got the night off though, so there you go.
Yeah, I read that they want to try to keep him kind of laid back until WrestleMania because he's been battling a bad back for a while. But as far as Asuka goes, to me, I don't. All the talk is about the Raw women's title. I mean, where happened to her having a title? I mean, it just kind of fell off. And I remember at one point when they did the talent shakeup or whatever you want to call it, I thought SmackDown had the better women's roster at one point. But you've done nothing with it at all. And now their title is just, hey, what's the point? It's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
Super weird.
I'm waiting for next. They'll have like a women's intercontinental title come out.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. just
about every woman on a roster gonna have a title.
They'll have separate women's and men's rosters and shows.
If they announce some kind of women's only show, then they'll do another title like that.
Yep.
Then they bring the secondary, and then bring the six-man title.
Six-man.
Yeah.
The women's TV title.
Women's cruiserweight.
There you go.
Women's cruiserweight.
They'd all be in it.
Speaking of belts, I don't know if you've seen on Twitter, the Revival are teasing bringing back the old tag team champions. I love that. I love those belts.
Yeah.
Those are some nice looking titles.
Yeah, the Trojan thing never worked for me. The one they do now. So, all right, that's all I got. Anything else we want to talk about before we head out of here for the week? All right.
I'm good.
I think that's it.
All right, cool. Then that's our show this week. So enjoy Elimination Chamber with your Valentines this weekend. Nothing says I love you like an Elimination Chamber match. Steel and chains and grates and yeah. Hopefully everyone had a good week and enjoy all of the wrestling that you watch. There's plenty of it to go around and speculating and about rosters and roster moves and all that kind of good stuff. And try to be nicer to people on Twitter and social media because being a dick is easy. Be nice to people. But if you want to find us on the social medias, you can hit us up at Ringside Geeks on all of the platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and all of that. But if you want to do the individual thing, you can find Tom on Twitter at
Skins_world.
John.
At John EOTS, and that's on Twitter and Instagram.
And Monroe.
I'm on Twitter at Monroe, MUNROE EOTS. And also we have a YouTube page, Eye of the Storm Entertainment.
Nice. There you go. All right, we'll be back next week. I don't know with what. Maybe an interview, maybe not. It's all in the air right now, which is fine. We'll get it. We'll have it happen eventually. It's in the works. But we'll probably talk about how just amazing this Elimination Chamber match was, or show was. McCard.
Oh, yeah.
This Elimination Chamber McCard. and all kinds of other stuff to talk about. I'm sure we'll get other announcements to discuss and rumors and innuendo, as Conrad likes to say.
Innuendo.
Do it with the accent. What do you think about that, Eric?
Oh, man.
Chat me up.
Yeah, chat me up.
It's such a thick accent.
It is. Yeah. That is a hillbilly.
Yeah. What? Country with a K.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Everybody have a good week. Say goodbye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.